Okay, well, the meeting will please come to order. Please call the roll.
Gordon Ford, Maria DeAnda.
Here.
Donna Riley.
Here.
Ron Martin.
Here.
Mike Lynch.
Here.
Jim DeMartini.
Here.
Darren Garrett.
Here.
Michael O'Neill.
Here.
John Clendenin.
Here.
Jeff Grover. We have a quorum.
Okay, are there any announcements, Tom?
I do not.
Any member announcements? Okay, public comment. This is for comments on items that are not on the agenda. Is there any public comments? All right, that consent calendar.
Make a motion to approve listed on the agenda.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the consent calendar.
No. I want to separate out A, B, C, and F.
All right, we will separate out A, B, C, and F. Dan, I have a motion on the on 5A. That's the investment meeting minutes.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
No comment.
All opposed? Are you abstaining?
No, I want to make a comment.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I'm sorry, Joe.
I'm curious about the managers that fund the termination of RBC. If there's something in the vetting process that we missed, or something in the assessment that we need to review, so that this doesn't happen again.
We actually discussed that at the last meeting, and Paul indicated that we should look at our procedures on that, and I know that they're looking at getting the money, the refund for the attorney costs.
Okay.
Also,
do we have something in writing from them now that they're going to reimburse?
Actually, it's a question of order. As the God, what's your elected position? I'm sorry, Joe.
I have voice but no vote.
Exactly. So I was just going to remind you that you could not make a motion on the other item.
I'm not making a motion. I'm making a comment.
I believe.
Okay. And asking a question.
Okay. And if there is a motion issue, I would make the motion on Joe's behalf to separate the items so there could be discussion.
Anybody can pull an agenda.
So, Tom, you were...
We received written materials which were forwarded to council. Those have not been returned to RBC yet. Council is still reviewing those written materials. We do have verbal commitment from RBC to reimburse us legal expenses. I don't know if I can share that, but at this point in time, we know that those legal expenses approximate $17,000, and that will be forwarded with the other written documents to RBC.
And that would cover all our costs?
All of Fred's costs, and Hanson Bridget's costs, and administrative costs related specifically to getting to agreement with RBC.
Okay, is that?
I'm satisfied.
Okay. Can I have a motion on 5A? There's been a motion, I guess, made and seconded.
Ron and
all in favor?
Ron and Donna did.
Okay.
Yeah.
All in favor of 5A?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion carries unanimously. 5B?
Yeah. The only thing I have there is that I would appreciate it if the year was added to the date on the target date, because having not been here in May, I don't know whether you're talking about May 2011 or May 2012. This just covers both years.
I think it says May 10.
And someone just looking at this without context would have the same problem.
Tom, you have a comment?
Or we can certainly add that.
Pardon me?
We can certainly add the years onto that.
I just think it'd be helpful.
Sure.
Isn't that the year already?
I took it as a year.
Pardon me?
I thought that was the year. I thought it was August of 2010. May of 2010. Is that not the year?
There's nothing on the target date.
It is the year, but we can definitely...
That's what I understood it to be.
Because those were complete.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understood it that way too, but
okay,
does anyone object
to
making it clear? All right.
No problem.
So are you okay, John?
No, we have May, December, January, October dates. don't know what year they are.
They'll probably be here, we'll make them clear.
We'll make the, okay, is that, does that satisfy your?
Mine has the years, maybe they didn't get printed on, I don't know.
Okay, so, are we okay with that? Are you okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay, is there a motion on five B?
I'll make the motion, do you accept it?
Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to carry five B in the consent calendar, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously, five C. Administrators, retirement administrators goals for 2011, as of September 30th, 2011.
This is C, yeah, my question there is, did both of you participate in writing this? This is solely Tom's document?
Right.
Actually, there is a point that I think at some point we need to probably get, like your goals, I know it's a little bit early yet, and technically we haven't started per se, but just be thinking about it at least perhaps by January 2012.
Okay, very good.
Okay, is there a motion on five C?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to pass five C, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously, five D. Service retirements. Is there a motion?
I'll let them ask some questions.
Okay, you have some questions, I'm sorry.
You know, I understand, the law is clear that you defer to the disability return.
That's 5F.
That's
5F.
F is what you call.
That's F, right?
No, we're in 5D.
Oh, I'm sorry.
She pulled F.
5 what?
She pulled D.
Oh, I thought she pulled them all.
I didn't.
I thought it was A, C, D, and F that was pulled.
It's C and F.
Yeah.
Okay, so you didn't pull.
D's already
been approved.
Okay. And E has been approved too?
Yeah, she's pulled F, I don't know.
If we pull this, point of clarification from council, since it's a disability retirement, if we're gonna discuss it, then we have to move into closed session.
Yes, we do.
Okay.
You do?
Yes.
Yes, you do.
Yep.
Okay.
So, is it the board's preference to defer this to our exec session later this meeting?
Yes. We're gonna talk about it, yes.
Is that?
That would be my recommendation.
Okay, without objections, we will do that. Item six, Tom?
Okay, we have a demonstration today by our IT coordinator, Joyce Parker, of a tablet computer, which she has updated our website capability for board meetings in particular, so that members of the board can not only use a laptop, a regular computer, but also the new tablet computers, the iPads, tablet-type computers. I noticed just in looking at it on my computer that the way this is set up or put into the system is a little bit different. Before this, you'd have to, you know, go to the agenda item, click on view, pull up the item, go back to the agenda, click on view, pull up the next agenda item. Now it appears that all the pages are basically copied on one continuous screen, so to speak, so that you just continuously go down the agenda and then all the items on the agenda. Then you go, you can press top, go back up to the agenda if you want to, and so it's a little bit different feel and look when you look them up on the computer. Probably a little bit better accessing the information, but we'll let her demonstrate the tablet access for agenda.
Well, you just explained everything.
No.
Our goal is to make the agenda electronically accessible and have it be hardware and software agnostic. Whatever you happen to be having in front of you, this electronic, I would like the agenda and the addendums to be able to be viewed on it. Some of the other counties are saying you have to have an iPad or you have to have this or whatever. I think that that's very short-sighted because things are changing all the time, and I'd like to have something that's just generic and vanilla. So that was the goal in putting this together. This little iPad, or this is not an iPad, this is a tablet. This is an Android tablet. This runs in the Android system, which is the same as a lot of the phones. Right now it's running our recording system. this is what I've done the demo on, this is what I've done my testing on. I've also tested it on the iPad. Rick's got an iPad, we've played around with it on that. I've played around with it on Apple systems and a few different flavors of Windows. But since this is small, it's really hard to demo. So we put together a video.
It's the same thing.
Can we hit the lights too a little bit?
I don't know.
Do you invest in Android products?
I mean, it looks the same.
This is...
Somewhere along the line. It's in the index, I'm sure.
I actually found the thing she told me to download for this, but I don't know how it works.
So this is just showing how you pull up the agenda in various browsers.
I do all my political flyers.
This should be familiar.
So just going to leave me out of this.
At this point, it's downloading the agenda to the tablet. That's apparently how tablets work on PCs. They'll open it right up in the window. The tablet's one download, so it takes a while. This is a really big agenda, so that's why it took so long to load download. There's various PDF readers that tablets have. There's a little experimentation you have to do for whatever tablet you get to make sure
you hear
the PDF reader.
Hey, Joyce.
Stop.
Yeah, we're going to turn this down.
I can't hear you at all. Because of all that music.
Sorry, I apologize. I'll stand over here. Various PDF readers need different, tablets need different PDF readers in order for it to function. And there's a little experimentation that has to be done. The iPad needs one, Androids need it a little bit different. I'm willing to work with anybody who wants to buy any kind of electronic hardware to put it together and make it work. This particular PDF reader that I've used on this example has the option of annotation, so you can actually make notes, and I'm going to show how to do that. I think that's one of the things to look for when you find the PDF reader that you want. So on this, like if you're reading this the week before, you can make your notes on it, you can put sticky notes, you can do whatever you want. And when you then come to the board meeting, those sticky notes and those notes that you've made are on your tablet, on your agenda.
We expect you to have this mastered by next week.
Oh, I'm never going to.
The PDF reader that we had to get for Rick's iPad was $4.99. Just a little app that
got it too.
You have that one?
Yeah.
Okay.
It actually came up, but I don't know what to do with it.
We're not going to have to learn how to use Goodreads.
Only
that's
if you
what
want.
It is.
Yeah, you're
going to
have to.
When you're all done.
Man, I haven't even mastered my mimeograph machine.
I've got the Wall Street Journal online. So that, I mean, you can do other stuff on it, obviously. And that's it. It's a pretty easy thing. As far as I understand, if you want to stay with paper, we're going to support paper.
Right, we'll support any.
We'll support whatever it is you want to have the agenda on. I've done it on a bunch of them, and I feel confident that you cannot bring me something that I can't make it work.
I have a question, though. So far, since I've been using the laptop, we just use anything that you would have. Let me back up a little bit. You said anything that we normally would get, or it's available online, except for the confidential stuff.
The confidential stuff we're not going to put online.
Right. So is that something that we can look at, possibly? It has an encryption, so that is protected?
I think that we can discuss that. I think that we'd have to look at the cost-benefit on that. You know, how much of the confidential stuff do we have, and how much resources do we want to spend, and what kind of liability might we have? Because
sure.
If you have confidential that you download onto your tablet, and then you lose your tablet, mm-hmm. there it is. I see what you're saying.
Same problem with losing your packet.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. It's just another way of losing things. But, you know, I don't see any reason to cross that bridge first.
Unless we start getting a whole lot of disability.
Well, yeah, if we start doing that, then we might have to look at it.
The good thing about having a thing on the iPad is no one can tell that you haven't opened a packet yet.
That would have been no help over at least.
That's a good point. Yes, this will work the notary room. Your PC at home will already do this. It shouldn't be a problem. If you do have a problem with the PC at home, opening the agenda, navigating around, give me a call, send me an email. I can probably walk you through it on the phone, or I make house calls.
I had a problem the first time. I was trying to open it in Firefox, and then I switched browsers and used IE, and it opened fine, which was interesting because you said you do it in Firefox.
Yeah.
But so far, I haven't had a single problem with it. I mean, it's just been really easy. I can do it at home in the evening and read the whole thing, and except for the confidential stuff. But.
Well, as you know, the most prevalent browser out there is Internet Explorer, also known as IE. 99% people use it, but there's also Chrome, there's also Firefox, mm-hmm. there's also mm-hmm. Safari. I've tried it on all those. Each one works a little bit different. You might need a little tweaks to it, but they all work. I can make them all work. So it's whatever your preference is. I'm here to support you and make it work for you.
Can you make Luddite work?
I mean, well,
Luddite.
You bet. That's your operating system?
Buggy Whip.
Is that another name, Buggy Whip? I think we've already made that work.
You know, just for your information, I was at a speech with the publisher of the Modesto Bee just this afternoon, and they're coming out in the next few days with an application, an iPad application, where you get to full B, and you can just flip through the pages and the whole thing. So, as he said at the speech today in Turlock, this is the coming way. So.
Yeah, thanks.
That's it. That's you. Any other comments from members? You want to make comments, ask questions?
Thank you.
Do we have a special training session for Jen?
I'm a lost cause. I'm hopeless.
All right, the next item is closed session. Do we have a motion to go into closed session?
So moved.
Second. Is there
a second? Okay, we moved and seconded to go into closed session. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Closed session. All right, the retirement board is now back in open session. We should report that item 5F has been approved. The staff report on 5F has been approved by 7-1 vote with Mr. DeMartini dissenting. And now we're now in members forum. Joan, do you want to start?
I want to ask that the checks that are cut for this go to direct deposit.
Okay.
Rather than hard copy. For me, at least.
Right now, no. I do not believe it's doable. We don't have any way to, unless we pay them through the retiree's payroll. That's not how we would, I don't know. We'd have to look into it.
Will you check it out and let us know?
Out the gate, I'd have to say we're not set up to do it right now. But we will research it.
You don't pay through... I'm sorry, you don't pay through accounts payable?
No, we don't.
Not at all?
No. So we will research it, look into it, and definitely take it under advisement and see what we can do for you.
Thank you.
Is that it, John?
That's it.
Okay, Mr. Martin?
Nothing.
No.
Aaron?
Okay.
Gordon?
Just wanted to comment, in case anybody missed it, that Pennsylvania's capital, Harrisburg, filed Chapter 9 municipal bankruptcy.
Joyous morning. did you hear the interview this morning?
Interview.
Controller was interviewed.
Yeah, he's a young guy.
Pennsylvania? I mean,
Harrisburg, yeah.
Okay, Donna, you said no comment?
No comment.
Okay. Any comment?
I just wanted to congratulate on the latest fall newsletter. I read it last night. It's getting better, it's evolving, so I appreciate it.
I'm working on it. I will pass that on to Leanne.
Good. She's doing a good job.
We have any staff comments? Gentlemen?
I have nothing.
Two items. One, a member has previously requested, and I don't want to get lost, that Paul, at one of our upcoming meetings, present a complete fee breakdown to the different money managers and how all that works, and has been asked for, and I just don't want to get lost. And then I had a thought, and I've talked to some people about this. I would like to know if Paul could spend some time in giving us a breakdown on what our funds investments are in Europe, specifically European financial institutions.
My category?
Yeah, European financial institutions. And I just would like to see that in some more concrete manner. And I don't want him to have to reinvent the wheel in terms of work. Right. But I want to know, I read one article in Wall Street Journal said that we're $750 billion American mutual funds in the European banks. So I just want to know where we are in that kind of a thing. So if it's not too difficult a task, I'd like to have at some point in the future report back from Paul, Tom, or whoever should give that with the board's consent. Okay, that's all I got. So
I have to go back
into closed session.
Yeah, thank you.
Do you want to report out on our due diligence?
On your committee?
The next meeting we'll have.
Do you need this back today? Am I supposed to give this back today? Am I supposed to give it back after?
Why don't we talk about it after the meeting? I can go over it with you.
Okay, so we've motion is made to move back into closed session. Seconded, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, back into closed session. See you guys.
It was fun.